Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
We're watching the potential end of baseball unfold right in front of us. Gentlemen.
Shush your mouth.
I'm not trying to be
20 hours of baseball this weekend.
I'm not trying to be a downer. I just missed out on all the sports cancellations last time. So I'm excited to be along with you guys for the ride as we are live time focused on baseball unfolding and falling apart. So Corey, you saw the thing from The Athletic, and this is where I'm like, well, we pretty much said we thought this was going to happen. Multiple sources confirmed that the Marlins played yesterday despite knowing that they had three players that had just tested positive for Corona, and 2 days after a fourth player learned of a positive test on Friday. Two infectious disease specialists said those positive tests fit the definition of a, quote, clear outbreak of the virus within the team. But sources said those tests were not enough for either the Marlins or Major League Baseball to seriously consider postponing the game. Don Mattingly, the Marlins manager, said, "We never really considered not playing." And now the Marlins game is their home opener has been postponed. The Phillies game against the Yankees has been postponed. There's 14 people who have tested positive for Corona. Do you think pushing forward in this was the right thing to do, or is it just the results that let us know it was the wrong thing to do, and what's going to happen next?
I think having a better plan of action than putting all the guys on the honor code is the way to go about this. And that, the reason I say that is I think the NBA is going to do this thing right. I think what we're seeing in the NBA right now with the bubble situation is the right approach. Now, trying to give the guys the opportunity to get baseball out there, because they said it, right, Mike? When and where? We want to play. Chris Bryant told everybody, if we are going to do this, though, we all have to be in on it. We all have to do everything that we can here to make sure that this doesn't happen. The Marlins didn't do that at all. And I feel like it was the front office and Major League Baseball discussing with each other, hey, let this happen so that we can go ahead and cancel this thing. Mike, you told us the entire time the owners didn't want to play anyway.
I bet the Marlins didn't want to play, just to your point. I bet they were one of the multiple teams that didn't want to play this year. But this really just stinks. I hope that's not the case, Corey, that it was intentional. I don't think it was. I think that this is all new for all of us. As much as we would like to say, if we were put in a leadership place, that we would have the perfect leadership and do everything right and know when to continue and know when to shut down, I think this is really tough. I think the NFL gets a great situation where they get to watch Major League Baseball do it for a month before they have to kind of start playing games, so they can see some of the positives and negatives that happen. I don't think baseball is going to get shut down because of this, as in baseball's over. But I do think it's going to be interesting to see today how much they push back the MLB season, or if they're just going to cancel two games today and that's it. So it's going to be interesting to see during our show and today how MLB handles this.
Kevin, I'm curious, Mike, your thoughts on this. Because players hate owners so much and owners love money so much that they don't care about the players, because of that relationship, did it cause a problem in actually putting together a better plan?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'll throw it to you. before this happened, and maybe this is an easy question because now we see what's happening with the Marlins, that they have, you know, we're in the teens now when it comes to COVID outbreak. If the Rangers would have had yesterday, Sunday morning, we find out three Texas Rangers have coronavirus. That's all we know. Three Texas Rangers have coronavirus. Would you have said, you got to shut it down and shut it down right now? Like, I would have said, oh, that's not good, but I guess we have to keep playing. It's only three. It's not 12. I wouldn't have known that three would be 12 in less than 24 hours.
I think personally, I probably would have shut it down now. Like, I have pretty strong feelings about, like, whether or not all of the economy should have been shut down. But you do see how infectious this thing is. And if you know the protocols are in place and if you know how fast it spreads, my thought would be, well, you don't have a choice. You know what I'm saying? Like, people argue about whether or not you could keep businesses open and all that stuff. But if people have it, they're going to make you quarantine. And if I know how infectious it is, I would know that that three can turn into, okay, you know, 12 really quick. And then the whole, my whole team is decimated. So I probably, just from a tactical and logistical point of view, I probably would have shut it down and said, well, let's skip this series and hopefully salvage the season. And I'm not saying that the season definitely is lost, but I'm not going to lie, gentlemen, I would not be shocked to see MLB just be like, you know what, we're taking a quick 2-week break and we're going to reevaluate.
That's because you think Rob Manfred hates baseball.
Oh, I know Rob Manfred hates baseball, and so do you now, Corey.
I guess, Mike, here's my suggestion for sports. If you want if sports wants to make sports happen until we get more information about all this stuff in the future, you got to convince the players to stay away from everything and stay in a self-quarantine environment. That's just the way that it's going to have to be. And athletes don't like that, man. That's why they're millionaires. They're young. They want to be out partying and having a good time with their friends and ladies and all that stuff. So those opportunities, you got to kind of – it's almost like you got to take them away from it and say, this is what we have to do. So Disney World is essentially going to have to build football stadiums and baseball stadiums so that we can kind of move everything down there. And basically, there's no more Star Wars stuff at Disney World, Mike. Oh. It's just all sport complex.
I hear you, and I love it. But this, let me ask you this, Corey.
Yeah.
You have multiple kids and a wife.
Yes.
If you have $20 million in the bank, I'm putting you now as a quarterback in the NFL, and they said, here's the deal. To play this 2020 season, you cannot see your family for 4 months. But you don't need any more money. It'd be great to get another $10 to $20 million. But, I mean, like, you look at your bank account and you go, look, I've been smart. I am smart. I'm not going to really need any more money the rest of my life. Do I want to spend the next 4 months away from my family and FaceTime them for 4 months to possibly get in a weird season?
Probably not. You know, that's why, like, you look at David Price. He made the decision of for whatever real reason it was, he had a lot of money in the bank, and he was like, I don't have to put myself at risk. There aren't a lot of players like that, though. That's a small portion of players that are like that. So
I think that's why the NFL won't do that, because the small people that have that money are going to say, I'm not doing this. Like Aaron Rodgers or J.J. Watt, or I think that there's enough players that they'd be like, crap, like, we're losing a lot of superstar players who are just like, we're not going to go live in Orlando from August till Christmas.
Well, but they said, we want to play, right? Like, that was the tweet. We want to play, but just not under your rules. Is that what they would be telling me at that point.
That's the truth, yes. Yeah. Players want to play, but not under all of the rules, unless – you tell me we're going to get this done the way basketball is getting this done. If we can quickly get this done and we've played 3/4 of the season, then I'll quickly get this done. I don't think the basketball players are going to agree to go to Orlando next year from October or November through June. I don't think they're going to agree to that.
Yeah, yeah. I think also when we talk about the reason why the NFL isn't doing it, I understand that, like, the small group of people that could opt out are very necessary, because without the quarterbacks, we saw what that looked like. What was that, 2 seasons ago when we had a whole bunch of injuries? The game isn't as good, not nearly. But the problem is, I think the NFL they're not doing it because of that. They're not doing it because they don't want to spend the money that it would take. to put together some level of bubble. And I don't really blame them for that, because that would be exorbitant, right? We're looking at the fact that the NBA is spending, what was the number? $150 million just to put this couple of months together?
Yeah.
Can you imagine what a full NFL season would take? I understand that that's tough, but I don't know if we can pawn it off on, well, it's because the players wouldn't show up. I think it's because the owners just don't want to shell out.
Probably so, both. You're probably right.
Let's say, for example, this is not isolated at all, and it's trickled over to several other teams. Do you think at some point, maybe now, maybe later, baseball would consider doing the two-week quarantine and they would retroactively change their playoff expansion? Or do you think they would say, well, too bad, we're just going to play longer?
I think a lot of things are up in the air right now, Kevin. I think that's why they're having an emergency meeting today and to try to figure out, should we shut things down for 4 days? Should it be 2 weeks? Should we power through this and keep playing just without the Marlins playing for 4 days and see where we are at on Friday, because we can cancel the Baltimore Marlins series, and we know that Philadelphia and the Yankees are canceled today. I don't know how long that series will get canceled. I think a lot of things are up in the air when it comes to this, but I don't think they're going to throw out this afternoon. I would put it at a 1% chance that baseball says, we're just not going to play baseball. This is proven we can't play it.
All right. So we will
keep. What do you think, Kevin and Corey? What do you think is going to, by the time we're done with our show and we get to 5 or 6 p.m., what do you think baseball is going to decide today?
I think a big chunk of games are going to end up being canceled at least postponed, or there is going to be a safety measure put in place that they're taking a break on the next series and they're going to add that series to like the end of the season if they still have to do it or something. Just because I think you saw the way it happened last time, and I think they're going to handle it a little different this time.
I know, and this is another part of the discussion. It's a different branch of it, but you know, MLB asked the Rangers and the Astros, hey, we know your state has said that it's okay to have a certain capacity. Can y'all wait just a little bit before y'all do that? There's no way MLB is not going to step in and say, guys, we can't have fans at all, right? Like they're going to have to, they can't leave that in the state's hands now, right?
You know, that's probably true, which is, you know, what we were going to talk about on the front half of 11/22 is probably not going to happen anymore. I actually watched some of the KBO, early in the morning because they had fans back there. They were only doing 10%, and you could see like people had masks on, people were socially distanced, but man, those fans were freaking amped to be there. And I don't know if that's just how those fan bases are anyway, but they were like going nuts on every single pitch, and it was wild. And it was like only 10% of the fans, but I was like, man, I'm kind of feeling this, and they're hyped up. And I thought, could this be the blueprint for Major League Baseball? Is like, okay, all of their players have been fine. You get 10% of the fans. But now it took one weekend and we're like, well, we got to cancel two games already. So you're probably right, Corey. I have my grand designs on Globe Life eventually getting 20,000 people in by maybe next month. But now I'm like, will we be able to get 20,000 people in at any point this year? No. Will we be able to get 5,000 people in at any point this year? Well, I would probably trend towards no. And I was really bummed because the atmosphere at KBO, you realize how much you miss fans at these things. Like, I know they're trying with their artificial noise and everything, but it's not quite the same. And so I was really hoping that they would look at KBO and be like, here we go. We can do it just like this. And this does not lead for very much optimism for that.
Speaking of fans, did y'all see the virtual fans that Fox put together in the broadcast?
Not bad.
Really? Because I thought it was really awesome.
Well, I thought it was not bad when they pulled in for the shot. I was like, oh, that's neat. And then I couldn't tell if they were the cardboard. Look, I have reset my expectations, Reggie. I have really low expectations. And I was like, oh, I can't tell if those are fake people or cardboard people. I was like, I'll take it. All right, that's the best I can tell you right now. So
Reggie, you play a lot of video games, so you're used to seeing high quality fans in those stands. Kevin was just like, I don't even care.
Yeah,
so
you have to remember, I tapped out of video games at most by the Nintendo 64 days.
GoldenEye was it for you?
Yeah. So to me, I'm like, wow, technology is a wonder in the modern times, and other people are like, this is trash. So That's probably just me. If you have more people my age who like quit playing around the Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64 days, they're probably like, the future is here.
Isn't that the baseball demo, though?
Yeah, man, that's what I'm saying. So you're an outlier. You're far too young and hip to be watching baseball.
Well, I've had so much fun watching baseball. I just really hope it doesn't go away this quick because it has been so awesome.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.